Jeremy Bradley here once again, experiencing everything that Louisiana has to offer. And you can check out the highlights at lft.jbonair.com. lft.jbonair.com. And it's brought to you by shopernie.com. You know, everybody loves a golden retriever puppy. Ernie and his dogmestic partner, Basil, have a greeting card for every occasion. Check out the cutest dogs at shopernie.com. That's shopernie.com. And, you know, we do love our animals, and we're going to take on a swamp tour right now. I met McGee's swamp tour. John is joining us here. We're about to head on to the water. John, thanks for having us here. Appreciate it.
Indeed, indeed. Glad to have you here this afternoon in the great Atchafalaya Basin.
Tell me what we're going to experience. We're just about to head from the shore. What are we going to experience?
First off, you're going to experience a great deal of excitement jumping upon one of our boats here and being brought into the mist, into the middle of the swamp, where things get a little bit more thick than what we'd say out here on the open water.
Now, you know, we're going to get, I think, up close with gators. You know, being from Canada, I haven't really been up close to one. Dangerous, I would imagine. So, but we're going to see them at a distance. But it seems like they come to the boat, you were saying earlier.
Absolutely. You have to remember that the North American freshwater alligator is somewhat more passive than actually their cousin, the crocodile. So naturally, like any other wild animal that you may encounter in the wild or out here in the swamp especially, you give them their way, and most of the time these animals will feel the same way. And unless they are provoked or something of this nature, you're in good shape.
I was going to ask then, with, you know, the noise that the boat makes and the movement in the water, are they scared of us, or do they sort of see us coming? And what are they, what, you know, put yourself in their body for a moment. What are they thinking?
Well, actually, they've been here for millions of years, the alligator has, so, and he has seen man evolve, if you will. Mm-hmm. So they know at this point that they are the top predator in the swamp. I don't believe that they actually have fear instilled in them. However, again, when the man is out here messing around in the swamp, again, if you stay on your toes, the alligators live side by side with us here.
Okay, well, let's go and visit some of them. Again, we're gonna head out into the water. I'll join you again in about 15 minutes. The highlights at lft.jbonair.com. Everything from Louisiana.